Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
We sing, Head of Thy Church, triumph, we joyfully adore. Till thy members shall sing like those in glory. We lift our hands, hey, with blessed anticipation and cry aloud. And give to God the praise. I said we lift our hearts with blessed anticipation. We cry aloud and give to God the praise. Somebody answer, we lift our hearts and fall with blessed anticipation. We cry out the praise. Sing it for the last time. We lift our hearts and fall with blessed anticipation. And cry aloud and give to God. And cry aloud. Yada da 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 ba sha da ba ha da ko da da ba ra da 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 ba sha. Hia da bra da ko ta da da. Zuda kuka kane. Raba da ba ha. Hia da 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 da. Raba ba zizi. Ayanda lo lo ba ra da 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 da. Lift your voice and speak in the spirit. Kabere barororo shandana. Ramada bahayo. Fria tom rigidish. Pamba zizu. January until now, we cry aloud and give to God the praise. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation. We cry aloud, we give to for the song. Yes, we lift our hearts with blessed The praise of God. Your two hands are lifted up. Close your eyes as we pray. And Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We adore you and magnify your faithfulness and glorify the work that you have begun in our lives. Be exalted. Now I pray this morning, the very first Sunday of the last month. Thank you. Many have died this year. Many are gone. Whichever way we will put it, they are gone. We are grateful for our lives, that of our spouses and children. Thank you for this nation, that in all the craziness around the globe, you are still holding us. We are grateful. We lift holy voices to say thank you. In the blood of the Lamb, we lift holy hands and say thank you. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. We prostrate before you and magnify your glorious name. The word is active and alive, sharper than every two-edged sword, cutting asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul, as and also the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thought and the intents of the heart. I pray, let your word cut through, dissect evil from good. I pray in the name of Jesus, and bring us to the place of eternal life. We give you thanks. Speak in clarity, power, and let your people come to the place of understanding and comprehension. In Jesus' precious name, I rebuke every demonic presence, every interference, intrusion, interruption. Let God arise and his enemies scatter. Touch people with the gospel through the transmission of technology. In the name of Jesus the Christ, somebody shout amen. Oh, clap those hands. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And thank you very much. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you, and it's the month of December 2022. It's so amazing that recently, whilst we went to the Fadama AstroTurf, as we will be going this 31st of December, which is a Saturday, it is so amazing that right now, 12 months have already passed. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that he is redeeming the time as he has also asked us to redeem it, because the days in which we are living are evil. We are already in December, and the amazing thing, my darling, is that there are so many people who are not with us. That's very amazing and shocking. This morning must be a morning of reflection for everybody. We do not wait until it is January to make resolutions. This is the time for reflection, and this is the beginning of the resolutions. This is the time we ought to sit down and reflect, consider, especially how our lives have been from January until now. This year, we themed this year, Surunyame, fear God. For I want to depend on Him. Messiah Nyansa, be wise. We themed it that way. We wanted our resolution to go divergent of my year of the supernatural, my year of elevation, my year of promotion, my year of favor, my year of guidance. We wanted to be able to come to the place of not what God can do for us, but what we can do for God. That was where we wanted to come to. So whilst I have you all here in the presence of the Lord, I'm using the opportunity by the grace of God to welcome you into the month of December. And to let you know that 2022 will be coming to a close in the next few weeks. You know what that means? That means that 1 year have been deducted from your life. That means that one full year, 365 days have been taken out of your destiny. That also means that the master is going to sit back and look carefully at your life, what you are doing with divine opportunities. Today, you have another 24 hours. And let's see how viable you can use that. I have sat down and realized how humanity have wasted years. Wasted years. And so there are certain songs that I believe that we should do better. Like Afidi Ebeye. What about last year? I keep saying it. You know, he said, I will let the fig tree this year alone, and I will dung it and fertilize it and see whether it will be fruitful this year. If not, it will be cut down. A full year is gone. And that is a reminder that Christ is coming sooner than we think. As much as the world do not want to hear that statement I just made, I am just reminding everybody, whether you like it or not, we are gravitating towards it. My main scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Whilst we are also standing for the honoring of the Holy Spirit, I read up. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we are here for Christ." In summary, that is what it means. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34, 35, 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, the Bible said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." You know, most of the things that are coming to pass are not all cataclysmic, catatonic, and catastrophic. You know, they are all not catastrophic events. There are also going to come events like technological events. Daniel chapter 12 and verse number, he spoke from verse number 2 of Daniel the 12th chapter. He said, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting destruction." In the 3rd verse, he makes a submission. He says, "And they that be wise shall shine, you know, like the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many into righteousness, they will be as the stars forever and ever." I keep making the submission. The stars are not the ones in Hollywood. They are not the ones that are celebrities signing autographs. But stars are they that turn many to righteousness. They are the real stars. So I can boldly say that Christian Adotete is a star. Sam Crunchy Ankra is a star. I can boldly say that Duncan Williams is a star. You know, I do not care what you think about some of these patriarchs, but I will use the opportunity to submit to you that whether you like it or not, for somebody to lead somebody to Christ, I don't care their mistakes. For the do you know what it means to win one soul? Do you know what it means to bring somebody and turn their heart unto God? Do you know what it means to pastor a church for 1 week? Do you know? When I look at the way people can sit in their homes on the internet and talk nonsense against fathers and mothers, I sit down sometimes. The things that I did to my father, my children would do it to me in a multiplied fold. If it was honor and respect, if it was, you know, exaltation and estimation, so will my children do unto me. My children are looking carefully at how I treat my mother. Same thing they would do to me. Honor is the highest seed anybody can sow. Not money. Honor. The highest seed anybody can sow. Yeah. So the real stars, like Kwesi Amoakun, like Idahosa, like Ajin Asare, like Ransford Obeng, like Mensah Otabel, I don't care what you think about them. You didn't call them. You don't rate them. You didn't call them. You don't rate them. Darky Ward Mills is a star. You didn't call him. You can't rate him. Yeah, I'm talking to the wise only. Only the wise will understand this. The fools will keep talking nonsense all over the place until they smell hellfire. Then they will know that eternal damnation was not a joke. I'm talking to the wise still. And so the Bible said very clearly, they will shine like the stars forever and ever. And look at verse 4. That is my main point. He said, interestingly, but thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even unto the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro. And the Bible said, and knowledge shall increase or shall be increased. This is the time I'm a comfort. Now, there are scanners that are not only metal detectors. There are scanners fixed, you know, at the you know, Heathrow Terminal 5. There are, you know, security cameras that can scan your entire body. Security cameras, I mean, it can scan. They don't need to search me. I'm talking about the scanner. It can scan even my genitals. Yeah, there are scanners that scan genitals. If you have loaded cocaine into your vagina, the scanner will pick it up. There are scanners like that. That is how knowledge has increased. Knowledge have increased to the point. Now, we have machines that you don't need to see an ultrasound machine like the ones that we saw. I keep telling Dr. Yemo, when Mama Rita was pregnant with Hansuma Insha, and I said that, you know, we argue, we debate. The doctor say he's a boy. I said, he's a girl. I said, I can't even see the image, let alone. Well, how do you determine he's a boy? Because the image is so blurred and obscure on the ultrasound monitor. But now we have knowledge increased to the point that you can now see a real baby, like a colored video. That is the machines that is coming up. You know, General Electricals, GE Electronics, Electricals in the United States have developed machines for MRI, you know, CT scanners, where it scans everything from your head to your toe. I mean, technology have become a strange thing. This is why we cannot only hallelujahize the gospel.
When we say gospel, we are not only talking about we are religious people. No! It is a no. Let me put it this way, and then you can be on your seat. When somebody is born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, transformed, according to Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, you know, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He goes in verse number 2 and says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's talking about the mind, by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good, that which is acceptable, and that which is perfect, the perfect will of God. In other words, salvation has a dichotomous value. Salvation, it has a twofold value. The first value is the eternal value. That is where your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is where, when he comes and calls, you will be part of the saints. That is the eternal value. Can everybody say eternal value? Eternal value. Ubi abe born again. Wafe Christo Yesu di na yura. Eni wokrajim kwa mfaso di akesie mienu. Eni free moba. Di edikano. Eya wankwajia akosi suro. Actually we ding wankwangmeni. Uye wenyanku pomba. You know when the Bible said when the trumpet sounds, we shall rise from the dead and our works shall follow us. That is the eternal value. That you have been redeemed from darkness into the eternal and glorious light of the Lamb. The eternal value. Then, the earthly significant value. You can't tell me that we are born again going to heaven. And so, why don't we all just fly away? The reason why we are here is because there is your salvation is also connected to an assignment here. When I sit down and I look at, for example, this World Cup that they are hosting in Qatar, it shocks me. I see our brothers, the Muslims in Qatar, and I look at how innovative, skillful, and creative they have become. And I look at Christian Ghana, and I compare it with Qatar. Then I realize that most of us in Ghana who are Christians have not yet understood Christianity. We feel Christianity is going to church and making noise. That is what we feel Christianity is. But Jesus, the other day, was talking. I think it was Matthew chapter 8 or something, where he said, the kingdom of God is not by observation, but the kingdom is in you. In other words, a person carries the kingdom and manifests the kingdom. The kingdom is power. Yeah, the kingdom is glorious. The kingdom is innovative. The kingdom is influential. The kingdom is just not noise and you're wearing kaba and come and dance around and, you know, we make statements like, and then we close and go home. No. Many people have been going to church for 20 years and we don't see any value out of it. When you see us nicely in church like this, you will never compare us to madness, but we are connected to it. Yeah. You will never look at how beautiful and glorified and dignified you are. You will never connect us to envy and jealousy. You will never connect us to murder and wickedness. But we have preachers who can contract people to kill another preacher. You will never compare us to madness. If we are not mad in the house of God, how can a preacher stand at the pulpit and use the epicenter where God has placed his holy name to curse another person? How can you go mad like that? You may be seated. Look at when these people, they built 8 stadiums in 4 years. 8 stadiums. Look at 8 stadiums that these guys have built. Amazing. 8 stadiums. 8 stadiums in 4 years. Sikedienim. I have many friends who are Arabs, and I noticed something about the Arabs. They don't lie. Lies are not in them. I have few friends who are sheikhs, and those guys, if they say I would do it, they would do it. If they say I will not come, they will not come. If they say I will come, they will come. Their yes is yes, their no is no. Integrity is a value, an at least significant value. That they exhibit. They build up this. The madness about all the, you know, their stadiums. When I look at it, you know, 3 of their stadiums are designed by a woman's vagina. Yeah. 3 of them. 8 stadiums in 4 years. And by now, the contractors that did this, they did a work of integrity, quality, no mediocrity. I want to compare this one to the Baba Yara Sports Stadium and compare it to the Accra Sports Stadium. Then let us check. These guys, they don't pray in tongues. We sit here and condemn Islam and condemn them. And then I look at these guys. They have the ability to conjure and bring storm. They put stuff together. Construction, engineering, yeah, ambience, you know. They put mathematics in place. These guys are not joking. And then you tell me that church is only hallelujah. I think that you have wasted the grace of God. Wasted the grace of God. Look at how many Christians have been reduced to begging. Begging. Look at what Muslims are doing. Look, put the picture back. Look at what Muslims are doing. I want to ask all our leaders that attended Qatar with your girlfriends and your concubines. I want to TNEI. Maybe it is God's idea to send the Black Stars home early so that he will cut the expenditure on this miserable country. Yeah. It's God's own idea to send the Black Star home early so that we don't go to semi-finals, and then by the time we are at semi-finals, all parliamentarians will fly to Qatar. The speaker and all judges and all everybody from the Jubilee House will fly to Qatar. So, you know, group stages, come home and come and watch it on television. And let's save some money for this crippled nation. This crippled! You don't even have proper hospital schools. And people are flying at the expense of this miserable country. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. When you step at the Hamad International Airport, Qatar, I have 7 images. The moment you land at Hamad Airport, you will know somebody is in charge. Look at airports. TNEI! I have a message for you. Yeah. People can create a desert and build a nation out of it. They can build a nation out of a desert. Desert sand. They can create. Go to, you know, from Ghana South, Ghana North, Ghana West, and go and see how people are degrading our environment in the name of sand winning. It is even more dangerous than Galamsey. Now they are pulling down palm trees. Farms are being rooted out because people want to win sand illegally. And we are here sitting down and it's hallelujah. Let's go to Hymn 349. And sing, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, that is what we know to do. That is what we know to do. And we are sitting in this country and all stuff like that. A nation that is 60-something. When you see a country like Dubai, all their transformation happened in 30 years. 30 years! years ago, they were begging a loan from Nigeria, and Nigeria refused it. They went to another country and they honored it. Now that country are their allies and friends. They have become wealthy. They have turned their situation around. They have turned stuff around, and they are doing amazing things. So Jesus was talking to his audience and he was making a submission. I would love to read to you and then we can be able to develop. I have a very prophetic message. You know, I'm still in the era of Balaam. And then he makes a submission in Ezekiel chapter number. I will highlight it to the statement Jesus made. Don't worry at all. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse number 7. The Bible is talking about a Christocentric prophecy or a messianic prophecy that will happen. He says, so I prophesied, so as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the Bible said, and bones came together, bone to his bone. In that 7th verse, you are realizing a prophetic word is happening right now. During that, this is it. Before anything, there will be a noise. There will be a noise. Noise means mutiny, rebellion. Like the mutiny that happened in Sri Lanka. They will chase their president away. It is noise. Yeah. That, like the noise that happened in Tripoli, in Libya, that ousted Muammar Gaddafi. It is noise. Like the noise in Syria. Like the noise in Sudan, South Sudan. Like the noise that are still, you know, hanging around Iran and North Korea. Like the noise. What is happening in Iran right now by the, you know, perpetrations of Russia is noise. Yeah, another nation have risen against a weaker nation and trying to exhibit some kind of undue strength. It is noise. The world is looking on, and people are butchered and massacred to death. We call it noise. The Bible said immediately after the noise, there will be a shaking. Economies will be shaken like that of Ghana, Togo, and Nigeria. Oh my God, we are feeling it. Inflation in America is 7.7. Inflation in Ghana is 49% over GDP. I'm talking about inflation in just five months. In the hands of people who boasted of men. I am talking to you. This is why the Bible said, do not rely on the arm of flesh, for cursed is the man who relies on the arm of flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, what is going to happen in this end time, it is only people who have known their God, and they will be strong and do exploits. The people that God will reveal his secrets and intentions to, they are the people that will survive. So the Bible said in Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 10, Daniel the 12th chapter, the 10th verse, the scripture said, interestingly, many will be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand the events and the phenomenologies that will happen. But the wise only shall understand. The wise shall understand. And so whilst I was pushing in the discourse, Matthew chapter 8, verse number 11 and 12. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 11th, the Bible said, and many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the next verse blew me up. I look at it, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast away into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, and those who should be in the kingdom will be thrown out into the darkness, where they will cry and not. The people who are supposed to be in the kingdom, they will be thrown away. This is why you are seeing people who don't pray in tongues, who are never baptized. They are rather building nice things glorious, and the people in the kingdom, the people Lalabashaka, Dakuka, Gaya, Derada, have been thrown away. Thrown away! The Bible said they will be thrown away into a place. Sometimes you look at Christian young ladies that are marriable materials, and you look at the content of their character, conduct, and attitude, you can never find Christ there. You can never find Christ there. We feel Christ is just some kind of, you know, sanctimonious piousity. You know, hey, Mary, Mother of God. No, no, no! Look at a group like the Freemasons. They can make a decision and say, let us make one Freemason a president. Let's make a Freemason, you know, somebody in the Supreme Court. Then they can push their agenda. I want to ask a question this morning. How many parliamentarians are real Christians that can be able to hold the agenda of the Christ? I want to ask that question. This is why I am telling the children in the Sunday school, go to parliament. You will be politicians. We are sick and tired of wicked beasts, men and women that are greedy in Africa, looting the resources of posterity. Then we need people that fear God, that love God, that are born again, sanctified in the word and in the washing of the word. Yeah, that are going to stand and hold integrity and speak truth no matter what, unto the point of death. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. It is not this kind of funny things and all that suffer or numbi or numa petition or shivi or niya sorry matrim puna and all that. No, 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 that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, Freemasons can be able to go to parliament and count the number of Freemasons in our parliament. I'm talking about Ghana parliament. Go to the Supreme Court and count the number of Freemason members who are sitting as Supreme Court judges. Go right now to the Jubilee House and count the number of people who belong to Freemasons. And I want to ask the question and ask, how many of Presbyterians, Assemblies of God, Royal House, you know, Solid Rock, Alabaster, how many are even assemblymen? How many are assemblymen? And so when critical decisions are being made, the kingdom is not considered. Yeah. It will be when you say, a decision be one. Right now, the reason why the gay debate have died out in parliament is, listen to what I'm about to say, is because nobody, except those few MPs that stood for it, they fought for, nobody helped them. It's died down. Gays are pushing their agenda. Now they are in suits, they are in, and they control the money. So there is an error that is going on. Yeah, the error that is going on. Jezebel is on the seat of affairs. Lucifer, the Jezebelic and the Luciferian influence is working and manipulating their way through. Babylon is what controls the system. Babylon, Illuminati is Babylon. Flesh and materialism is Babylon. Babylon, yeah, you are going to see the Babylonish agenda that is working out. Babylon has even found its way into church. Yeah, for you to sleep in your boyfriend's house and come to church this Sunday morning and receive communion, you don't see anything wrong with that. That is Babylon. Babylon! Babylon in your heart. Shocking. When it is Easter and I see Christians from our churches, including Alabaster, sleep in hotels with men and women that are people's spouses, people's husbands and wife, and sleep with them. Finish Easter, come back to church, and they can hold white handkerchief. Because Babylon is in their conscience. Babylon is in their conscience. Yeah, Babylon. Oh yeah, Babylon can come on a president, and the president will sleep with strange young girls and sign checks for them. And when it is about to be exposed, they will use their own people to cover their field and take money from this miserable country and pay those girls to shut up. Babylon! Babylon. This is exactly what John the Baptist did, and his head was cut off. The reason is because Babylon had come into Herod's house. Wickedness. And where is the gospel in all this? Because the people we are preaching to don't even understand the value of the gospel that is being preached to them, and they do not know who they are. That is why we have an identity crisis. God knows who you are, the devil knows who you are, but we don't know who we are. Yeah. And when we have an identity crisis, something that is yours, you will be begging for it. Something that is rightfully yours. And this is the reason why, you know, I remember a funny story when we were growing up. You know, those days was when they had brought those billboards, interchangeable billboards. Ohana billboard nasisa, ohana billboard nasisa. A man came from, a cocoa farmer came from Axim, you know, into circle, was standing there watching, said, hey, and crying for Asana Modi TV, and then he was watching. The person just, you know, used his mind and came and said, I don't know, hear me TV, I went to your hair. And then present, why he also me hear me, no pe, or so be to your back, who you say, no, you scaffold in the back, no, dear to you. Oh, Connor, no, queer, and he said, I go with Jimmy Pa, me hear me, him print to, I should be bringing me to you, no pe. Why need Jimmy for in this whole thing? You know, who is that particular fool, ladies and gentlemen? I'm using the opportunity this morning and talking to you about some of the errors I have already talked about, the error of greed, the error of not knowing the Lord. We can be working for God and not yet know God. The error of preaching something else apart from Jesus, who is the message, the epicenter, you know, preaching the Christ, you know, from Genesis unto Revelation, it was Christ that was epitomized and picture, you know, portrayed or projected. Genesis was Jesus, the creation power. Exodus, he was our Lord giver. In Leviticus, he was our priest. In Numbers, he was our statistician. In Deuteronomy, Christ himself was he that was building, preparing us for the Exodus. And so when I stand here, I cannot tell anything different that Christ is love, Christ is wisdom, Christ is influence, Christ is dominion, Christ is elevation. If he lives in you, all these things also live in you. How can influence live in you and you are not influential? How can wisdom live in you and you are not wise? How can honor and power lives in you and you are not powerful? Look at the way the Christians, we are the receptions, the watchmen, receptionists, sales girls. Ah! Because we don't understand the value of salvation. And this is why we have the next error I will talk to you, the error of dishonor. There are four errors of dishonor. Number one, dishonor to spiritual authority. Put a preacher, a prophet. Ghana has so many prophets. Put one on the plane, at least, as a spiritual guide. Pray for these guys. Stand with them in prayer. And I'm going to use the opportunity. Until the foundation is fixed, there is no black star. I don't care who is playing. You will lose. The foundation is wrong. My father, Steve Mensah, told me a story. The story was about a wall that had a big crack in it. They brought engineers, they cut in between and put wire mesh in it and then mended the wall. 3 weeks after, the crack came back. Then they broke the wall from pillar to pillar, removed all the blocks, and they laid new blocks in between that particular pillar and pillar. 2 weeks after, the crack came back. They brought an engineer. They said, we don't understand. He said, it's not the wall, it's the foundation. As long as the foundation, you can clap your hands. The Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Nobody can build anything significant without a foundation. Yeah. And so I'm telling you, until I will tell you what that error is. The error is GFA. They are the error. I'm telling you. Where did all those players came from? Players like Obo, Blaster, and Army. Where did all of them come from? Who selected them? You see, the dishonor you did to Kwesi Appiah and the other coach you sack, the black man, Ghana and Ibanu Amopama. You people can even sack people with just a text message. Dishonor, dishonor. The same dishonor you dishonored in Nkrumah. The same dishonor. He sent him a message. There is school. Don't come here. Don't come here. And then years after, we can set a whole day and call it Nkrumah's birthday. You are dishonorable people. Yeah. You can dishonor somebody like that. The man died out of sorrow. I read of war. And yet, now, Kwame Nkrumah has become an icon. That is dishonor. And this is why we can talk nonsense against, you know, spiritual authority and all that. And we can speak nonsense against fathers who have been in ministry for over 42, 45 years and all that. And say that, Papa, we were Jane, you didn't want to worry for and all that. How many years are you married? Do you know what it means to be married to one woman for 40 years? Umwareda, you have come criticizing somebody that is married for 40 years? You are interesting. You have not been there before. You have come talking nonsense against spiritual authority. There are people outside of Ghana who sit there and they do not have any choice but to honor the leaders that we have. People applaud and celebrate Eastwood Anaba. People applaud people like Bishop Dak Hayward Mills. And we sit here on television talking nonsense against them. I saw one man who talked against Bishop Dak recently, and when I saw him, I saw sickness from his head to toe. I'm telling you, you know, leprosy will come all over you because you do not respect. You will rot until you die. Can you do it to our brothers, the Muslims? Can you wake up and speak against Islam or Muhammad and still walk about? We talk nonsense. People speak rubbish against spiritual authority. And we can, Roman father, Reverend father, pa, would be. Do you know what it means to start one church, let alone somebody that is pastoring 2,000 or more churches? And this dishonor is why. This, the dishonor. Yeah. The dishonor to spiritual authority. Yeah. And people, you know, sit there, talk just loosely against the things of God. Never forget, any sin against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but a sin against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. And this I see, sometimes we can have a comedian come and stand in church and Christians and pastors are sitting down and the comedian is speaking against the things of God and the Holy Spirit and even making mockery of speaking in tongues, and we are there and we are laughing. I made a decision many years ago. A comedian will never come to the altar of God. Never! That is too sacred and too holy to bring people to crack jokes on God's altar. Are we serious? How many people have taken comedians to Agonodi's shrine? How many people have taken, you know, a comedian to Kobri's shrine? Or Tafubruku shrine? How then do you bring a comedian to God's altar? And this is why people mock. And when I say spiritual authority, I'm not only talking about human beings. God has honored somebody with a grace and anointing, and they disdain it and trample it under their foot. So dishonor comes in four ways. Number one, against dishonor against spiritual authority. Number two, dishonor against your parents. Your parents! There are people sitting here and you don't even know what your mother will eat. I'm telling you, insurance. Opa bonza mu peja. Yeah, insurance. Obi kunu si kanu awo de ma awo no. Ibi ana adi bebo afodi ya no pay san fako. Insurance him. I'm telling you. Uti miti wansa boma me meso unko aswate. I'm talking to you. Nankadiana preaching say nanki here. Na ya sorry. Don't tell a wicked and adulterous generation that God will give you a second a year and find a question here. God will bless you. God will find a question here. Really? Proceed me, I will share uniform. It me the re bottle. Me and Sasha ne came drive from, you know, this FPU so cotton. Nani ni anum police where Jinan was minina. I see Adjuni say, yeah, then I'll be sure a uniform. I thought the uniform was for integrity and for honorability. Not for people like Yasadria Mishivi. Disdain things like that. There are many people whose fathers died and you did not even give your father a befitting burial. You don't care when they write a prescription for your mother and your father. And I'm talking to the people who have been able to tell, for you have been able to call your mother a witch. I'm serious. With tongues in it, your nonsense and noise. Your mother is hungry and you are here nicely dressed coming to serve God. There is no use. You better go home and look for your mother. That is more honor. That is more honor. You can clap those hands. Give God glory in the house of God. The error of dishonor. Yeah, the error of dishonor. Let me talk to you about the next dishonor. The dishonor of the grace of God. We have, because grace is free and freely we receive, freely we are giving, you know, and the things of God are free. Let me tell you, the gospel is free, but it's not cheap. I will say that again. The gospel is free, but it's not cheap. Somebody shed his blood for you. Poured out his life so that you can have eternal life. That was what happened. The grace of God, we have taken. When you speak to them and you rebuke them, they say, we are under grace and not under law. But all the things that Kofi Odo is quoting is Old Testament. Why don't you tear it and burn it? See, Old Testament, Nifri Bible, Nefa Petro Guso Neshel. A home here, Kainiwa Nankwa. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse number 15. In the verse 15 he said, from your childhood when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. In the 16th verse he said, all scripture, the old and the new, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for reproof, for correction, for doctrine, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God shall be thoroughly perfect, thoroughly finished unto every good work. Go back to verse number 16. Let me make a submission. All scripture. When sometimes they are making that is Old Testament, I ask very funny questions. And the funny question I ask, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Which testament is that? I am the first and not the last, above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom. Which testament is that? You know, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, the Lord will surround his people. Which testament is that? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Which testament is that? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Which testament is that? You know, we shall leap over. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Which testament is that? When you are rebuking them, they said we are under grace and not under law. Well, I'm talking to you, the mind of God and the things of God, as I finish my submission prophetically this morning. Let me tell you, the grace is not for insimuno. When there is an anointing on the man of God, that man of God must be able to understand that God is a serious God. Who doesn't entertain nonsense? The Lord has placed grace upon people. They are dominatrix reform. Do you know what I mean to mean? When I met Yao Sapon the other day, he was telling me, he said, the reason why I wrote that song, Nan Kamasemu or Mobo Nache me or Dumache. I said, Yaya, when you're unkwa, we need pebia, you nani asemu or mobo. And when you do me, he picked you. There are so many gospel musicians the Lord picked from a village. Without the grace of God, you will be nothing. Now you have forgotten about even God and the Christ, and all you can think is selfishness, self-centeredness. May I remind you, we are not celebrities. We are servants of the Most High God. Servants of the Most High God. We serve the Lord. Nothing else. We serve the Lord. Shinyamia domopa, quem quassian, sorry, abagana, becone jimmy and ipe jimmy. Cohesed ya dom ye di jimmy. In yamen crof one or my capret and couldn't simpanonia jiwamansem. And then we use that as exploitation against, you know, them. I am standing here telling you that anointing is not for exploitation. It is not, you know, to be used. I have no right to stand here and say that I have cursed you. Cursed you for what? Vengeance belongs to the Lord, and he will repay. Not to us. The last dishonor, and that one, I want to speak to this nation and to all of you. The dishonor of future generations. When I look at the loans we are making against this nation, I'm asking myself, where will future generations be? Where will you? I want to ask a question. In the next 100 years, if Christ tarries, will there be any land for gas in Ghana? I'm asking a question. Will there be any land for, if somebody comes from Jamestown, comes from, you know, Labadi, people come from, you know, Bukom, Choko, and places like that. And when people come from all the, you know, Gampeteshin, Nungwa, place like that, are we going to have a place if your great-grandchildren wants to put a kiosk somewhere? And I sit here and I realize that this is a generation who doesn't think about future generation. We have no plan how to pay that loan. Get your God according to your material, not according to your size. Your size may be bigger than your material. Your size may be bigger than your material. Deal with your material. Live within your means. That is what we should be doing. When you see all these Qatarians, they are not greedy people. One person looting money. I'm living in a country where when you are a beautiful girl, you have advantage. You have big nyash, you have advantage. You have big breasts, you have advantage. You have big hips, you have advantage. Yeah, you are fair colored person, you have more greater advantage. Yeah, that is the country in which I'm living in. You can get a Land Cruiser, a Range Rover, a house at Trazaco just by your bats. We'll give you 7 cars and 3 houses. There is no advantage for you. You have no place to stand except for the grace of God. Yeah. Yeah. But there's going to be an interesting sweeping up. Before he comes, there is a cleaning up going on right now. The Lord is cleaning up his own house and the altar, and God is working something out. Didn't you see in the Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 7, he said, bone to its bone, it will come together. Bone to his bone, there is going to be a gathering together. God is going to restore order in his house. The chaos, the madness, and the disorder will vanish. And this is how I finish my presentation. When we say somebody is a Christian, he is heavenly minded and earthly good. Heavenly minded, earthly good. Yeah. When we are calling somebody to be a minister of this and that, he must not be a party boy. He has this. He has this. Lift your Bible. Let me say something. This is not just an ordinary book. This is the infallible, axiomatic, irrefutable, indisputable word of God. Anybody that has one, believes in it, is more than an ordinary person. Yeah, you are more than ordinary. If paracetamol works, this thing you are holding is more powerful than all the bombs in the world. The word of God is quick, active, and sharper than every two-edged sword. Stand to your feet, clap your hands to the Lord. I respect that the fact that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for me. I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted. Somebody was telling me my grandmother is 116 years and she is still alive. I said, I also have a woman in my hometown that is 125 years old. Next year, January, she's going to be 126 years old. Still can walk, does not use glasses. Interesting. And I have 55 years. 55! Already have knee problems and waist problems. And already have glaucoma. Something is wrong by the carelessness of our living. When I look at even preachers, we are more even vulnerable, hiding behind spirit. Most of us are heavily diabetic, heavily hypertensive, and we don't even care. Blaming it that the Lord will do. The Lord will do what? The Lord will do what? I believe that everybody that has been grace of God should be responsible. That is what I believe that the word is teaching us. Yeah. Now, 12 o'clock, about do see watching Italia. And say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Nonsense. 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 We call human slaughter accidents. Yesterday, when your TV reported, a man took 2 slave queens to his room. By morning, the man was dead and the slave queens were gone.
At to baby the mobile cobble and some gym.
I see a for a monument. hotel. I see how when you know back to Yami was the Kenya Miss Samia Tia Tiamua, my Yokon Tia, sorry, sorry. Sanamoy and Sanson and Cassay and Sanson and then Cassay, you come now, Monte. My son is see. Waba, may I say, Wonkwa, Waba, how many pennies do you have? To be having two women on top of you. How many? How many? Abano was saying. Bebia! Mo pese mura. Bebia! Mo pese mura. O wash a shankrofoni emem. O ka obete. O ka nwate. O ka nwate. E tiyamabre! Be wum kwa siye wu semponche. Yembebre bebu semponche. I was looking at the young man the other day. Oma fri omo fi aba weja na yire ho ba kusu fri ne kru omo na aba omo twa blocks and oma beji uncompleted baby no omo twa blocks while they were molding the blocks. You know, I was looking at them nicely. They were doing their job and I'm observing. And then after 6 hours, I decided I was leaving. And then I saw that there was a young lady hiding behind the blocks. And then I stopped. And I didn't address the young lady because the young lady is the Jezebel within your cloak. So I addressed the young man. Namsi Yesu mu vidi amuno. Yesu mu vidi amuno. Aje matom. Ghana! Ghana yeri mpeni for Yesu mu vidi amuno. Aje atom. I said, oh, Papa, you didn't hear. I was driving the other day to an all-nighter at the police barrier at Achimota, New Plan. I saw two police officers sitting on a bench and a young girl sitting on the lap of one police officer in the middle of the night. Your wife is sleeping at home with your children. And an officer on duty. About Tennessee. Now, the woman who may you cry no cobro uniform, no two. Now, be doing quasi assem. Ro uniform, no two. Now, be doing quasi adeno. Isumu fidia moon, nipa be bridging at them, hire sumu fidia zoom. Tell it a chick be hold me, who na me dream was shame. Oh, be bottom. Oh, be bottom. A damn na be bo. Minyaya, nanka yenya wo maya. Yesuru nyam. Yampeni fuu suru nyame. Parliamentarian suru nyame. Yaware mako mako. Yati ya yire numu ya mamu. Mipe African presidents a empe ma. Omu nye masem. Mipe African, minka Ghana na wajun ya kofa baby. Me, Oglin sa masay oh me pe African president sa woman nye masem ne yere bako udini ni odono mi hun obia one ne yere ntemo nye fanya. I don't care how they pretend, I can tell. Se mi hun obi a one ne yere nye fan odi na chi keke, I can tell. Mi nya ya, ye nya African president sa nanka inshira about mine so. A country can suffer because of a leader. Just like children can suffer because of a father. The Bible said in the book of Lamentations, our fathers have sinned and they are not, and we bear their iniquity. Yet you know my body will need or yen yes woman. And come papa bone mediary. So Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 4, the Bible said, all souls are mine, saith the Lord. From today the soul that sinned, that also shall die. Put your right hand on your heart. And this morning we want to pray for you, but let's pray for Ghana. I told us on Sunday, last Sunday, it's a statement when a nation stands before its enemies and be defeated. It's a statement. It's a statement. Kagana pa amaintie dian wo mudwane. Especially in football. The days of Baba Yara, Mohamed Polo, in the days of Reverend Osei Kofi Nnom, nations heard our name and fled. Now we have become ensigned in Suafra. Jita Ayufi. A nation can rally support against a team and they don't even value it. Look at the way when we lost, people cried because their soul is with it. Your soul can be with football, your soul is not with the Lord Christ. With the football, eh? Me nim tim bia wo mo bo hwe eya yam hwehwe te se blaster mi yikotoko ne hasa blaster me se ye hwe bo na me jina ho me yira bompa ya abre and I'm catching the same patch o me kwa bonten wo mo pon wa frem adan na se se yesa se ne ye bo bo la nka mun na mbetimi akobobi. Jesus! Jesus! It didn't say, no. What kind of nonsense is that? Because we are standing naked. Look at what Cameroon did to Brazil. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Agana balalaba shadalala is an indictment on Christianity. It's an indictment on Christianity. Nations who don't serve the Lord are winning. And a nation with the name of the Lord. Ebra Joshua didn't kurku when there was defeat. Joshua went before the Lord and said, why have Israel been crushed before the enemy? The Lord says, the nation have sinned. The nation have sinned. Listen, if God should unveil the nature of this nation to you, really, you will know that we don't deserve anything. Anything. We speak nicely, but it's hypocritical. Said you nipe brewa Ghana. Hey, me mom pay and copy a baby now. Your right hand is on your heart. Play the national anthem. May the Lord remember this nation.
Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar of God? Please tell God, heal our land. Heal our land, oh God. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land.
Can you lift your voice and remember to pray for my president?
Heal our land.
Now put your right hand on your heart and tell the Lord, heal my heart. Make my heart ever true. A heart like yours is what I desire. This Sunday morning we have come for renewal. Heal my heart.
Hey!
Heal my heart. I bless these wafers and these drinks for communion. Get the communion ready, please. Heal our heart. Wherever you'll be going this week, whatever you'll be doing, whatever you are believing God for, I ask you in the name of Jesus in prayer, we immerse it all in the presence of God, in the blood of the Lamb. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Now commit your life into the hands of the Lord for the month of December. We have declared this month our month of breakthroughs and favor. Exodus chapter 3 verse number 21. The Bible said, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when they go, they shall not go empty. I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Let's sing the same song. Take my heart, take my heart, and let it be consecrated to thee. Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my heart and my day. I sing the same stanza, put the song there. Take my heart and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my voice and my day. Let them in ceaseless prayer. I commend you to God, my friend, and to the word of his grace. This morning I'm asking, Heavenly Father, take the hearts of these special people that Christ died for. And lift them up, oh God, to the place of pleasure or for your glory. We are not here for a religious purpose. There are two values that Christianity brings. The eternal value and the earthly significant value. Holy Spirit, give us a balance. A balance. To be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That whatever we do, we are the first and not the tail and not the last. The head, not the tail. Above, not beneath. Whatever we do, that we excel. That is how we represent the kingdom. The kingdom is in us. I give you the glory that Monday to the next Sunday, signs and wonders will follow your people. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, may we be transformed by the word and not just be hearers and deceivers. May we be transformed by the word, I pray. Transform us by your word. Transform us by your word. Transform us by your word. In Jesus' precious name. Usher in the communion. Whilst I do the altar call and sign off, you listen to the word of God this morning. You don't know Christ as Savior. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Make me born again and a new creation and a child of God. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray for you. I ask the blessings of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM about Tampa 92.5. We are also live on all the outlets on television online. The Lord bless all of you. You want to join us for our offerings? The number is 0249-80-9911. That's 0249-80-9911. Or 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. See you in the next service. God bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.